Blog Talk Radio.
I don't have much, but I really want to give a gift to you. I've been wanting you to know that I love you so much. I want to give to you. There's so much I've been wanting to say, but words cannot convey all that I feel inside. Now my heart's an open book. Come close and take a look. I want to give to you. Oh, Lord,
I give you praise.
This is the gift I choose.
This is my gift. I give to you. I give you praise.
Oh, Lord.
I don't care where you are right now. You just need to stop just for a few minutes and say thank you, Jesus. Just stop. Hallelujah. He's been good to you. Every time I get up in the morning, I stand on my feet, I say thank you, Jesus. I give you praise. You've been better to me than I've been to myself. You watched over me all night long. You let your angels encamp around about me. Thank you, Jesus. Every time I get sick, you're my doctor on my sick bed. Hey, thank you, Lord. You watch over my children and you keep them. Thank you, Jesus.
toyo efrania kapadea elelelele sayara kisuku yo sayare sare masika yelele swa ekozuani anata efrana nyekozwa ekalari ano swarara reveal yourself to me Jesus ha. Reveal yourself to me, Baba.
You're not a man that you should lie.
You're not a man.
You will do Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be unto you in the matchless name of Jesus. We want to welcome you this morning to our I Am Morning Glory Radio. Early morning radio devotion. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Bread Tabernacle Ministries. Prepare your heart to connect with the Holy Throne Room with the Spirit of Almighty God. The presence of God is here. He wants to reveal Himself in a different way, a way that you have not known Him before. Because there's so many facets, unlimited facets of the personalities, the character of God. But all is excellent. Oh, Lord, our God, how excellent is your name. So as we worship him, connect your spirit. Focus. Get rid of distraction. Take this time to just focus on Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Revealed in me, Jesus. and they adore. Mighty rushing wind blows. Hey, hey, let the fire fall. Your voice, let your presence fill the land.
You this day and during this time and season of your awesome and mighty move in our lives. And over this, I am that I am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Holy Spirit, for you are here to glorify Jesus and to do the will of Almighty God. May God perfect all that concerns our lives this morning in the name of Jesus, all that perfects this early morning devotion. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your anointing, your love, your power, and glory during this time. We pray for your tangible presence to saturate the airways in our hearts. Release your glory in the morning. Permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening or that will listen experience a life-changing encounter with you. That the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified. Anoint us with your Holy Ghost and power and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of God descend upon us as a dove and lightning and lead us into God's holy paths and ancient paths of truth and righteousness. Let your morning dew fall upon us and bring fresh holy manna from God's holy throne room. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Ghost, anoint this altar of prayers, praise, worship, and devotion. We rededicate this altar of prayers to you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus and purified with the Holy Ghost fire. Let this altar of prayer be a global altar of prayer for every tongue, nation, tribe, and kindred. Let us magnify the Almighty God. We pray for signs and wonders, but most importantly, for salvation of lost souls. We also pray for a most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. Thank you for opening the heavens. Thank you that your holy angels are now ascending and descending from your holy throne room, enforcing your grace, your love, and your bidding in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Once again, I want to say good morning to each and every one of you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I am Apostle Marco Brewer-Boye from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Welcome to our praise, worship, and prayers early morning devotion. Hallelujah. We bless God. Let us continue in prayer. Let us say the Lord's prayers in concerto. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let us continue in prayers. Our Father and our God, we praise you and thank you. Your word says, in everything give thanks, for it is the will of God. We extol you, our King and God. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. Thanks for your sustaining grace. Thanks for you are always faithful. Thanks for loving us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, so our relationship with you can be restored and reconciled. Jesus, we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit, who is teaching, leading, and guiding us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you and love you. Take complete control of this early morning devotion and every single detail of our lives. We come to thy throne of grace and repent of all our sins. We are truly sorry for all that we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that washes away our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Father, this morning we release the blood of Jesus over our atmosphere, disciples, the networks, this radio blog, over our families, homes, and ministries. We claim all the unlimited benefits that's in the blood of Jesus. Father, we invoke your covenant in the blood of Jesus and activate the resurrection power in Jesus' blood in every area of our lives and in this devotion. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, the shoes of peace, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, according to Ephesians 6, 10 to 18. Thank you for being a wall of fire around us and a glory within us, according to Zechariah 2, 5. We thank you for your holy angels, O God. We ask you to send your holy angels to minister to us. O Father God, to protect us, even as we pray, O God. We thank you that the heavens are open and the Spirit of God has descended upon us as a dove and lightning. May your glory be revealed in the most spectacular and miraculous way. We bless you. Thank you for souls staying saved. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for restoration taking place even as we pray. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. This morning we want to lift up President the United States. Hallelujah. In prayers this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, the political atmosphere. We just want to pray and lift it up to God in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we pray for this United States of America. We pray, Father God, for the head of the United States. You ask us to pray for presidents and leaders. We lift up President Donald Trump, the vice president, and their families in the name of Jesus. We lift up the Congress and their families in the name of Jesus. We lift up the justices and their families in the name of Jesus. We lift up all the local government, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, and their families in the name of Jesus. O Father God, we pray for the Holy Spirit to move in the name of Jesus. Hover over the United States of America. Let the Holy Spirit hover over the White House. Let the Holy Spirit hover over this nation, every state, every county, every city, O God. We pray for a mighty move of the Holy Spirit. And we decree and declare, let there be light. Holy Spirit of truth, hover. Hover over every part of this nation. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Father God, for revival to come to this nation. We pray for salvation, for people to know you as the Lord and personal Savior, O God. Father God, we cancel every plan of the enemy against this nation in the name of Jesus. Seen and unseen, known and unknown plans, we cancel not by our might or power, but by the Spirit of the living God in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of truth, descend upon the White House. Holy Spirit of descend upon the nation, O God. Father God, we pray for the soul of this nation, O God. Let there be a transformation. Let there be a transformation of mind, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. O Father God, we pray, Lord, that the president, O God, that you would touch him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet in the name of Jesus. Father God, take him a heart of stone and give him a heart of flesh, O God. He is your servant. He is your son, O God. So, Father God, God, we present him to you in the name of Jesus, O God. O Father God, we thank you for his family in the name of Jesus, O God. Father God, we pray that you would touch every leader in this country, O God. Let it be a transformation of mind. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be glorified in the Senate. Let your name be glorified in the House of Legislature. Let your name be glorified in the whole Congress, O God. Let your name be glorified, O God, in the law enforcement agencies in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified, Father God, in the White House. Let your name be glorified among the cabinet members. Let your name be glorified, O God, with the president in the name of Jesus. Let him glorify your name. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Let your name be glorified in the local government in the states, O God. Let your name be glorified in the justices, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for revival. Let it be an outpouring of the revival. In the name of Jesus, to change the hearts and minds and souls so everyone, Lord, can focus on Jesus Christ and do what is right in his sight. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy. It is sufficient, O God. Father God, we pray for mercy this morning in the name of Jesus, O God. O Father, for mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, provide for the families, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yet I'm a son to the echo. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, we soak the United States Constitution in the blood of Jesus. We soak the White House in the blood of Jesus. We soak the soul of this country in the blood of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you send more divine angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. We pray for a fresh oil to come from the throne room of heaven upon this nation. Let it flow like the river, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to thank you, O God. As we have prayed for this nation, we thank you, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, for answering the prayers, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up the United States again. We know that the Florence, the weather, Hurricane Florence, supposed to be coming. But Lord, you gave Joshua the power and you gave him the dominion, O God, and his son stood still, O God. So you have given us that dominion, O God. The dominion will restore to us, O God. In the name of Jesus, so we command the Hurricane Florence to stop in the name of Jesus, to slow down at a lower speed in the name of Jesus, to disappear in the name of Jesus. O Father God, intervene in the name of Jesus. Intervene in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, peace be still, and the ocean and the winds obey him. We come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we speak to the eye of the hurricane and say, peace be still in the name of Jesus. We speak to the eye of the hurricane in the name of Jesus. Not by our might or power, but by the Spirit of the Most High God. We say, peace be still in the name of Jesus. Hurricane Flores, we command you to be peaceful in the name of Jesus, to disappear in the name of Jesus, oh God. Send an adverse wind, oh God, to change the course, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You know all about it, oh God. Let it stop in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Father God, for special holy angels that are in charge of the weather, oh God, that you release them right now. Father, we ask you to release those angels right now. In the name of Jesus, we say peace, be still. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. We command the wind to cease in the mighty name of Jesus. Intervene in the name of Jesus. And Father, we bless you and we praise you. I pray this morning for each and every member of our AM that I am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministers, in the name of Jesus, those that are listening and those that are not listening. Father God, give them your prayers of wisdom in the name of Jesus. Help them to walk in your holiness and righteousness in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you would touch their lives, you would give them the desires of their hearts. Those that are sick, we pray for healing right now in the name of Jesus. Release your healing anointing right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, complete and total healing. They are royal diadem in your hands, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we ask you to bless them in a special way. Father, you know all things, you see all things, you hear all things, we present everything to you. And let your perfect will be done in the name of Jesus in our lives. Bless the going in and coming out. Bless the children and the grandchildren in the name of Jesus and great-grandchildren. Bless for the works of their hand. Provide for them according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you because they are love gifts to the body of Christ. So, Lord, we bless you. Perfect our prayers that we have prayed so far this morning. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place.
ever one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and concert and say it.
Oh, And we call that the birthing seed.
Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And this birthing seed was to be planted to a lady that anybody who had birthed or knew someone that birthed had a child within that particular week. Hallelujah. And apparently, we don't have a lot of turnout because of that. We don't have people planting their seed. The time is over. But I'm just saying, when God gives a word, it's always good to heed to the word of God. It's not the amount. You can have, you could have had $1, $5, whatever, and you could have planted a seed. No one knows. Let me tell you, the lady in the book of Kings, she planted a seed by when she gave the prophet bread to eat, and she planted that seed, and she had an overflow of food in her house during the famine. And then another thing happened when her son died. What happened when he died? His life was revived by Elijah. Sometimes we don't even understand what it means, but we don't do it. And then when death and different things happen in our families and negative things happen, and then we wonder why. It's just basic instructions. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You do not have to know a person to plant a seed. We have this lady that's way in Liberia, West Africa. I don't know her, but I believe the word of God, what God spoke. There was a lady that birthed in 7 days, and I believe the word of God. Hallelujah. And I don't have to know her to plant a seed. What am I planting a seed? I'm planting a seed into that baby's life. Hallelujah. So many times we just do what we want to do. We do plant seeds what we want, and we keep it quiet, and we tell people, don't say it. Don't tell a pastor that I did this, that I did that. It's okay, because it's your finances. You can do what you want to do with it. But the reason I'm saying this to you, so you can be blessed, to, there's nothing wrong with planting a seed that the Lord are birthing seed. You don't know what you're doing spiritually, but you're doing something great because the Lord spoke. I don't usually go into seeds and all that stuff. I hardly go into it because people have their own minds and they will do what they want to do. If you're speaking to a prophet right now and someone's will force their prophesying to you all right now, you would empty your accounts and do so many things. So when a false prophet prophesying, give and you will never see results because it's not the truth. Nobody, people run away from the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. What are you doing? Why is God speaking? Why is he telling you for a birthing seed? Why did he tell you? The time is over. It's late. You can't do anything about it because it's closed. We close it in on yesterday, and that's it. It's over. It should have been closed on Monday, but we extended it for one more day, and it's over. Believe in the prophet. I won't come to bring a word that is not from God. I'm not benefiting from it. We need to heed to the word of God. Amen, and pray. I'm not benefiting from it. It's going way to Africa to some innocent baby. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you and we bless you. We praise you and we worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll ask Mary Emma, if you're on, please press 1. So you can pray over the seed, please. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
thank you this morning for our lives. We thank you, O God, for your grace and favor upon our life. We thank you, O God, for the seed that was planted in our child life. Father, as we send it, O God, we pray for double fold in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you because you are great and wonderful. You say we should obey your word. And Father, we obey your word, and God, we are about to send our seed to the mother. Father, as we send it, O God, manifest in it, O God. Father, we just thank you, O God. We just worship you, O God. Because when your word comes, let us do it likewise. And so, Father, we just thank you for the seed that was sown in our child's life, that our child will be a great and greater one that you want him to be, O God. Father, we just praise you. We just worship you. Even those that didn't have to give, Father, we pray that next time we'll be able to give, O God. Father, we thank you for those hands that gave, O God, that you will be able to multiply unto them, O God. That God will be able to give them their heart desire, O God, as they sow that seed into that baby. So, Jesus, we just want to magnify you. We just want to adore you because you are great and wonderful. Thank you in the name of the Father, the Son, the blessed Holy Spirit. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mary. I'm a hallelujah. So, Lord, we just pray a blessing upon the child in the name of Jesus. We pray a blessing upon the family in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray supernatural protection in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you for blessing the hands that give. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. For those that do not know Jesus Christ as the Lord and personal Savior, Jesus Christ is extending his gift, free gift of salvation to you this morning. Hallelujah. He loves you just as you are. Come to Jesus just as you are. Hallelujah. To him as you are. He loves you unconditionally. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior and you want to receive him this morning, I would like for you to pray this prayer right after me. Dear Lord, I admit that I am a sinner. I have done many things that don't please you. I have lived my life for myself only. I'm sorry and I repent. I ask you to forgive me. I believe that you died on the cross for me to save me. You did what I could not do for myself. I come to you now and ask you to take control of my life. I give it to you. From this day forward, help me to live every day for you. And in a way that pleases you. I love you, Jesus. Thank you that I will spend all eternity with you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. There's a party going on in heaven because of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Find a Bible-believing church. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Fellowship with other Christians. Share your faith in Christ with others. Once again, we want to welcome you to the body of Christ. Hallelujah. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu. If you need to contact me, us, our number is 919-904-3278. 919-904-3278. Or you can email us at iamprayers@gmail.com. iamprayers@gmail.com. Hallelujah. Have a wonderful, blessed day in the presence of the Lord. God bless you. Don't forget to join us. This is the fourth day of the prayer conference this evening. We're going to have a great time in the Lord. I know you've been having a good time, some of you, and it's going to be great. We have Apostle Cynthia Agbuye. Cynthia, we are a very powerful woman of God, so she's going to be on this evening at 7 p.m. You can dial 858-220-7940. And we bless God for the guest speakers for the past few days. We bless God for the impartation. And thank you all for constantly coming in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
I have found, as I have journeyed through this long dark night of life, seeming sometimes that I was out on the open sea. By faith alone, sight unknown, and yet somehow I knew his eyes were watching me. That sometimes I could even hold them in my hands. But I never knew that those dreams could slip right through like they were only tiny grains of sand. Anchor hold, though the ship is bad. I have fallen on